is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is December 19th, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door episode number. I know what you're thinking. I don't know what it is. I do. It's 190. It is Star Wars Eve. What's happening, guys? You excited?
I am excited.
If we were 20 years younger, we'd be seeing Star Wars right now. But instead, we're seeing it tomorrow.
20 years younger, no kids and other commitments.
I didn't have kids 20 years ago, so yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on? How are you feeling? You feeling good? Are you feeling the Christmas spirit? It's only a few days away.
I know.
This is technically our Christmas episode, I think.
Hopefully Ryan has got all those gifts.
I gotta buy basically everything still. So I'm feeling the Christmas spirit hard. I'm feeling it. It's like the Christmas spirit stress of needing to buy everything.
Well, you got a little bit of time for us. I mean,
right.
Yeah, I don't have to pay. So I don't have to buy anything that Amber took care of, which is a lot of stuff.
Sure.
But anything that Amber couldn't take care of, I haven't taken care of.
So what about all of us? All us? D&D Christmas on the 27th.
You don't got a lot of time. We got a date? Did you send a date out for reals? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's in 6 days.
27. Oh, you didn't send a shit out. You're making that up.
I did. You didn't see it?
I'll figure something out. You're full of shit, but I'll figure something out.
Hey, look, I got a box of candy with a handwritten note. Thanks, Ryan.
I have two things written down. I had the handwritten notes are special.
Oh, you know? I know. I adopted it. They're I adopted special. It into my right. life, so I appreciate that.
But yeah, I actually got some ideas, but have not. Yeah, it's been tough. I haven't had inspiration moments this year. And with this new job where I don't have. I have unlimited vacation, but also the vacation doesn't expire or anything, and that you're not expected to take unlimited vacation.
so you have unlimited vacation, but you can't use any of it.
Exactly. Where before it would expire at the end of the year, you know, they'd reset it, you know, you'd have to use it throughout the year.
Sure.
I really like that because then I would use it because you wouldn't want to lose it and it forced the issue.
Yeah.
And now it's harder to just make time for yourself. It's like making good choices with sleep or food or exercise. It's hard. It's easier if you could force it somehow. And I haven't figured that out yet with this new job. I have to put a system in place. But I'm behind, man. I'm behind. I'll get there.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the rent? What about you guys? You finished with your shopping pretty much, or?
Pretty much, you know, because I got Tiffany a few things, and then a few things that I got for parents and stuff like that. I'm getting my dad a bunch of meat from, one of those giant meat packs.
Always useful, meat.
Yeah, because I was come on. The man likes to, smoke meats and stuff, and I'm like, why would you not want to have this?
I wouldn't it turn down like half a cow. I mean, geez.
Right, it would be here you go.
What's a giant meat pack?
You know, when you go grab out, you know, okay, cool, here's X amount of pounds of steaks and so many pounds of burgers and so many pounds. Ryan. You've never done that before?
Ryan, hang on a second. Watch your camera. I'll show you a giant meat pack.
It was a setup there. I hadn't come up with the joke in time. Well, I actually didn't. I have had, a half a cow and shit, but, I didn't know if a meat pack was a common thing that I've never heard of a mucking meat pack. That's what I was saying.
A lot of butchers do it.
Yeah. You don't have to say, get it in a half a cow, quarter cow scenario. You can just be like, hey, I want X number of pounds of steaks and stuff like that. And they'll be like, okay, it's $60.
Okay. You know? So it's a large order from a butcher is what.
Yeah.
Or
they already have it pre-cut and already packaged up.
Pre-packaged for gift giving in the holidays, which is probably true actually, which is kind of weird to think about, but it's a good gift.
So if you Google meat pack, you'll see a lot of good, delicious results.
I'll pass on that.
First one comes from Omaha Steaks, so there you go.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Don't fucking, that place is Omaha, fucking so expensive. Yeah.
What? They're going to give me like 3 meatballs and half a steak for $50. That's good shit.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. Then if you go to Osseo Meat Market,
Osseo Meat,
you're like, okay, cool. You know, freezer / meat packs.
They're too expensive.
I know, but like $60. Or yeah, $69. You know, 2 8-ounce New Yorks, 2 8-ounce fillets, 2 center cut pork chops, 2 smoked pork chops, 2 pounds of boneless chicken breasts, a bunch of extra lean ground beef. So it's a big pack.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay. Well, I learned something. Meat packs.
Yay, we taught Ryan something tonight.
When you buy all your meat for your evening dinners, do you buy them individual? Do you buy them in meat packs? Or do you buy? Chris seems to look like yours are looks like they come from the grocery store. They look like individual packages from the grocery store.
Right. It all depends. Like there was the last time I bought a bunch of stuff. It was there was a meat market, kind of on Tiffany's parents' side of town. That was like a, the town decided or like the city was all like, we're gonna rip up the whole street. You know when they do that, they rip the whole street, and it takes 6 months to do that. And nobody was coming in because you had to basically drive around the building and come back through like the side entrance. And people were just like, that's too much work. I'm not going to do that. You know, only like the diehards that were, you know, used to coming in that. So they're like, hey, man, we're going to give you a bunch of deals on meat if you come in. You know, that's cool. So I was like, I'm just going to buy a bunch of stuff while I was there. Because I was like, cool, man. I'll support you. You have good deals. And
yeah. Support your local butcher.
Yeah, and it for some reason it always tastes better. Like you know when you get those like the chubs, those little hammers. You know the hammer tubes, right?
Oh,
those are called chubs.
I got the chubs, all right, buddy.
Yes, they're called chubs. Maybe Ryan doesn't know that.
I didn't know that. Never heard that. Okay, words. It's fine. It's
cool. They come in like 1 pound, 3 pound, and like 5 pound. And then if you go to like Sam's Club or Costco, the big like 10 pound. But yes, for some reason the individual packed ones taste better than those round tubes because I don't know stuff I'm tastes better when it's like fresh, when it's fresh ground and stuff like that just tastes better to me, but so I'm willing to pay a little bit more for that stuff, but yeah, it's a lot of that stuff. I'm still determining how much ham or any of that stuff I want or how much I want to get for Adam.
Oh, that's a good idea. If you want me to go in on that with you, you know, just to like
half a cup,
shock
half
it
a
on
pig.
Him, you know. because ham and sweet potatoes just to fill in up a giant
a bag of sweet potatoes.
We get a burlap sack just for effect too. I think that
like the huge sack of sweet potatoes. It can't cost that much.
He loves making that ham and potato soup of his.
Right.
So. I should go to Costco and look if they got a giant bag of sweet potatoes. And
you know they do, and if not,
well, they do.
Know,
and if the price is reasonable, it might be worth it just for effect. You know what I mean?
Around harvest time, they have millions of pounds of potatoes they just give away at the food shelves. Like, just potatoes up their ass coming out.
You really? Right, like the ugly ones. Yeah. Like, and they're always those weird ugly ones that are, like, weird and would be hard to peel. They're like, nah, I'm peeling this. I want to want pretty potatoes.
You know, do people, do they all get taken?
No, most of them go to waste.
Because, would you take them and freeze them then if you, I'm just thinking, how do you deal with that many potatoes? Do you just eat potatoes constantly for every meal for how do you take the most advantage?
If one man could do that on Mars and survive so many souls, then you could do it too.
One man cannot live on potatoes alone. Do you remember when I ate potatoes for a week? I ate nothing but potatoes for a week.
Oh, that's you don't right. Get you any thrice topping. Cooked them and thrice, said it was like good for your gut bio.
It is good for your gut bio. That you're mixing up the situations, but that's fine. Oh. I expect it from somebody who doesn't like details like you. there's no way you can eat more than a week's potatoes. You die. You turn into a potato.
So first I boiled them. Yep, I boiled the shit out of them until they were just... and then I cooked them again. Let them cool down. And then one more time.
Thrice baked.
Yeah. What'd you put on them? Oh, absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Well, that was the whole point, was that you can't put anything on them, and you can eat as many as you want. If you start loading up with sour cream and shit, then you're
going to eat all of them. No, but I'm talking about, isn't pepper free? Pepper's a free...
You can put pepper on it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're cool. Still not going to eat many. You're going to be like, I am sick of fucking potatoes on week 3 or day 3.
You're like, I know what the Irish felt like.
This is why they came to the U.S. those fucking
days. They're just like, fuck those fucking potatoes. They get here, they're like, they got fucking potatoes here? Shit!
Yeah, those fucking Irish.
Okay.
So, are you guys excited for Star Wars? On a scale of 0 to 10, give me your number for it. I'll start. I'm at a 7.
Ooh. 7? All right.
Ooh, you started too. That's a first.
Because I didn't want you guys to feel on the spot for once. So I'm on a 7. Really? Yeah. Okay. I was a 7. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Like having like, if there's an off chance, like having watched the Mandalorian last night, if there's an off chance that something connects, I'm like an 8.25. Man, I'm feeling excited, dude. I'm feeling like this. It doesn't happen every year, but when it happens. I don't care about the last one, whatever. It every time I go like, yeah, I'm super excited for Star Wars.
Yeah, something's definitely going to connect. And we could talk about what we might think that is. I mean, otherwise, why would you release it on Wednesday? Other than to drive hype, I guess. But
yeah.
Just so people know, if you do watch The Mandalorian and you're unaware, it came out yesterday to tie into the movie on Friday, probably. So go watch it. So you got a few hours.
Oh, yeah,
their argument was, well, we didn't want to disrupt the release of the movie. Yeah. Well,
maybe. I just think
I could buy it. I mean, I could buy it, but it seems like they're probably going to have something because it doesn't seem like quite worth it enough to say like we don't want you to.
I know.
Have to decide what to watch. But I could still see them not tying it together.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to see a really shitty, quickly generated Baby Yoda in there. You're like, oh, fuck, we didn't know he was so popular. Hurry, make something and throw him in the movie and just be like a puppet. Like,
it's going to be a birthday party in the background. They're like, welcome to Chuck E. Cheese. Happy birthday, Baby Yoda.
They'll just zoom by it.
Palpatine is actually the baby.
He's like,
I could see Mandalorians in general being playing some role, you know, like that could totally happen. I wouldn't see why you'd need a particular episode of The Mandalorian.
I don't think you need to connect. But I honestly think they might work in the Moff we were introduced to last time as a villain of some sort, just because that's cool.
Is he that bad like guy with the big ear tentacles?
Right.
No.
You didn't watch last night. If you didn't watch last night, then you haven't watched last night.
I'm like, the big ear tentacles. And
what if I was just
the girl with the little short skirt, and she's like, oh no, please do not tap me with the little ear tentacles. Ryan, I think you were watching a different episode of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it got pretty hot. I mean, no, I was actually talking about the episode from last Friday where they broke out of some place.
The Twi'lek and the...
I don't know what they're called. That's why I said they got ear tentacles. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That guy got blown the fuck up, though, Ryan. Remember when they were like...
Exactly.
Ryan he stopped it right at the end. He was like, he must have rescued him off the ship. Okay. Off with the episode. I didn't want to... didn't finish it.
He's like, oh, they're going to do a rescue. Boring. All right.
All right.
Chris told me he always does the right thing. I know what's going to happen. Nobody wants to move on.
Right. He's a white-hatted cowboy. Don't worry about it.
It does have... as I watched it, it is definitely feel like a Western.
Yeah.
Feels like a Western in the sense, a old school Western that follows the dude. Like, or even like a, what's that guy? A Kung Fu type thing, where they're following him on little adventures, but he's like wandering, sort of.
Yeah, it's, you like, know, it's yeah, got... like, yeah, Kane from Kung Fu is literally like a Eastern Western, yeah. What's the Mandalorian's name? Can you tell me that, Ryan?
Mando!
They call him Mando, but I think that's just like a nickname, right?
Mando! Because, Why are you yelling
so
at
he's
me?
Literally a man with no name. Yeah, that's like one of the biggest Western tropes of all time, is like a man with no name wanders in and gets in adventures. He meets interesting characters that stuff happens. I might call upon you in the future.
Yeah, it's true. So, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Wednesday's episode, well, that was last night's episode, was the first non-self-contained episode we had. Every other one was like, here's the adventure, it's like a D&D one-shot. Everything was a D&D one-shot until last night where they ran out of time during the combat, so they had to split it into two sessions.
But yeah, it happens.
It does. It happens. You gotta deal with it.
Right. Yeah, what, last time did oh, I got watch. I'll just watch.
Right. They did. So imagine the first. The whole thing. Yeah. The first six episodes are individual things that don't seem to be like, all right, cool, you guys are in a bar and they go and do this adventure. They go back to the bar. Cool. They go on a different adventure. Right. And then episode seven, they're like, oh yeah, remember that episode two? Aha! It connects now. And you're like, oh, all right.
Well, kind of. I mean, in a really, really basic way. It's like, hey, let's remember that guy you just met? Let's go get him back for one episode.
Right. Which is, it's funny because, what was it, a few weeks ago when Rick and Morty first came back on, it's like they had to, they were like, oh, it's a, oh, god damn it's a heist movie? I hate heist movies. And he's all like, okay, I guess I gotta go get everybody. So like, you son of a bitch. I need you for one more job. And he's like, all right, I'm back in. And this makes he's going to get adventures. He's getting all his crew back together. He's like, you son of a, I'm back in. And then he's just like, and then they just are done. They're like, all I just needed you to have a cool thing where we walk across the screen together. You know, like we're going to get into adventure.
That's funny. That is
the heist thing. It's like, you got to get that. Oh, you're like,
I know a good driver. I know a good, like, whatever guy.
Right. It's like, I know the best hacker in the world. He's like,
he's the best marksman. He's the best.
I'm back in. Yeah, so. Yes, but it is doing the thing like I thought it was going to do, where it's like a bunch of little things happen to kind of get you going, like, oh, okay, that's cool, that's interesting. Now, let's connect them all together. And it's, I just feel it's got to either be a fucking hour and a half long episode, which I don't think it'll be, on the 27th.
Yeah.
Or it is going to end on something, a cliffhangery, to be like, hey, remember, you got to watch this show? It'll be back in, I don't know, 9 months, ten months.
When we decide it. When we have a Star Wars baby, it'll be back, all right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
is this the last episode this Wednesday one?
No, the next one.
No, 27th.
Okay. Or 2 weeks, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because it basically skips everything. It skips this Friday because of Rise of Skywalker, but it'll be on the Friday after that. So the Friday between Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
But, I'm about 6 too, Chris. You say 6?
6.
All right. 7.
But here's my general... I feel like I'm pretty high about going out to the movies. And maybe, like, in general, I like to go to the movies.
So you can be seeing any movie with a 6. Any movie with a 6.
No, I guess I should say, like, maybe I could call it a 9, but I'm usually an 8, you know, or something like that.
Okay.
Because it is definitely a step up. But the reason mostly is I just haven't, like, sat back and, like, thought about it a lot. Partially, I also haven't, like, watched that trailer over and over again. But I have a good feeling about it, but I haven't, like, spent a lot of time pontificating about it. So, you know what I mean? So I'm not like, I think it's going to be really good. But see, I'm actually not wanting to be super excited. I'd rather like come into there with neutral expectations and then have a really, really, whoa, that was super awesome type feeling than go in there with super high expectations. You know, I don't know. It's a strategy a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My expectations aren't for it to be the greatest movie of all time because it'll never be, you know, Empire in my childhood. It just won't. It can't. It's impossible. Those feelings you get when you're a kid. But what it is I get to see it with my friends, and everyone there is there for that thing. Are going to be like, yeah, okay, cool. This is a big... It's an event thing. It's like the Endgame thing. I was excited. I thought Endgame was going to be great. It was. And everyone there was also excited to see Endgame.
Yeah.
Endgame was epic.
It's not every day that you sit down to watch a movie and people clap, and it's fun, you know?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's just... It makes something a little bit better, yeah.
And, Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I probably am more excited for you guys. my greatest
six
wish.
To midnight excited, or...
Ooh, 6 to midnight.
What does that mean?
Strong like bull.
What I'm saying is, I would... Yes, more important to me is, like, I hope you guys really like it. I'll probably really like it. Or unless it's like fucking Rose all over the fucking place, I'll probably really like it.
Rose is the real chosen one? Holy shit, I didn't see that coming.
She all of a sudden is all like, she goes, Palpatine.
You'll see me walk out, it'll be like, I'm done. But
I was amongst you the entire time.
And she goes like, "Have I ever told you the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise?" And he's like, "What?" That's what I thought Ryan was. I was like, "I'm at like a 9 because this is gonna be super fun." But then Rose auto drops it 3 points regardless.
But I actually am more like, I guess Star Wars franchise wise, I get excited like decent. You guys get super excited, so I want it to be awesome for you guys more than I really personally. I think it'll be good because I like the Go movies, and I think it'll be. It's interesting that they're concluding it. No doubt, it's huge.
Yes,
but it's huger for you guys. Is all I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, I will say that I am not as excited for this as I was for the second part of Endgame. Just because I was excited for the second part of Endgame.
I was too, actually. Even though you guys are bigger on that, I was super excited for Endgame. Fuck that. It was good, too. In Game of Thrones Season 8, I was super excited for those fuckers. I hate them.
All right, Dave. What about you, buddy?
Oh, I'm at a 9.
Oh, shit.
See, I just, like, enjoy movies, period. It's hard for me to dislike a movie. Like, I love just kind of sitting back, closing off my mind to reality and just going along for the ride, and I think that's what this is going to be.
I think that's what you call your work day, isn't it?
So I'm really excited about it because, A, it's the genre that I really enjoy and love stories that take place in that kind of atmosphere, environment, and those type of things. So to me, I'm at a 9, and I don't think it could go bad either way because I'm going to enjoy it, and that's all I care about.
Yeah, and I think people always go into it now with a little bit of the Phantom Menace syndrome. You know, they're always a little bit like, got to be careful, not too high expectations. But it is going to be interesting to see what they do with all the characters. What are they going to do with Luke? What are they going to do with Palpatine? Where Palpatine's clone or whatever the fuck. What are they going to do with all of them? You know, so it's interesting. It's a wrap up of a story, which also makes it interesting. So.
Right. Yes.
Do they know how long it is? I mean, I'm sure they know. But do you know how long it is?
They know? They're not sure yet. They're not done editing.
Sure. They never recorded the link.
It was just under 2.5 Just fucking hours. Send it. I don't know. We have a date. Just start rolling film.
Yeah, so that's pretty long.
It is long. But I think it'll go really quick, honestly.
Yeah, it is the longest Star Wars
film. Even though it's going to be late, and that's what kind of sucks a little bit, is this a late movie? It's not. We're not going to be done until after 1, so that's a late fucker.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's funny, because
okay.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, Grandma, are you going to watch Griffith? She's like, absolutely. I'm like, it's going to be a late movie. Is that cool? And she's like, you guys are worth it. I'll just read a book or something. And I'm like, okay.
So she go to sleep.
My grandma never sleeps. She's like a creature. I think she's a vampire.
Okay, that makes sense then, actually. That's why she always looks younger every time I see her.
I know, right? And she's also more surly because she's been drinking the bloods of people. Just like,
So it'll be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. The hard part is tomorrow to avoid any type of spoilers because people are going to be douchebags all day long trying to spoil as much as they can.
It's been that way kind of this week. I mean, they've had a couple showings here since even locally since Tuesday, so it's...
Yeah, it's a little bit easier for me. I don't spend a lot of time, like, looking through sources and internet stuff.
Yeah.
I just kind of ignore it, especially the week of a big release. I just ignore it, but I don't know. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Cool. Speaking of Star Wars, hey, March 3rd or, like, 9th or, like, 16th or something... I'm going to go to Florida. Anybody want to go to Florida? Go to Star Wars World. It'll probably be about $300.
So it was funny. Like,
inviting you all moment.
What day was that? That was, they had brunch.
A week and a half ago.
Something like that.
It was the week before.
Yeah. So I was, me and Griff were doing something, whatever. And I was like, oh, Tiffany came home. And I was like, all right, cool. And she's like, you should go to Florida and go to Star Wars. And I'm like, what? She's like, you should just go to it. I think you'd have a good time. Like, that's...
Was she talking to Amy?
Yeah.
Well, they were all talking.
Yeah, like during...
I ain't telling these bitches anything anymore. I know, right? They're all like incestuous goddamn bitches.
At my house, it was, so you're going to Florida?
Wait, what?
I'm like, what?
No, well, when somebody says that, you just say,
Amy said all the guys are planning a trip to go to Florida to go to Star Wars. And Amy's going to be there for a little bit. But you guys are all planning this. And I'm like, I know Chris has talked about it, but I didn't think we actually had like any dates or anything that we've talked about or anything like that.
They don't get to get together. Like, anymore. Well,
no, but no, they're done. Amy said you guys are going. I'm like, what?
I like that. That is the complete polar opposite of how someone does. It's like someone goes like, comes home. Hey, man, you should go do this thing. It'd be super fun. Are you going somewhere? And you didn't tell me. And I was just like,
in fact,
we're both like,
what I told Amy was, I'm going to go. You could go for, because remember I told you Amy might come for a little bit of the trip.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think I could do Star Wars. I don't think anybody's going to want to go with me. And I don't want to just go with you because I think you, it would be lost a little bit upon you. So maybe we could do something else besides Star Wars. But at least I could ask anybody and see if they want to do it. And she took that as, everybody's going!
Speaking of that stuff lost, when Amy, after must have watched the episode, when she posted on Facebook, is like, never trust Gus Fring when he shows up in Empire clothes. And I'm like, who talks like that? Empire clothes?
I know. Just, hey.
I'm like, he's wearing the uniform of a death, usually, of a death trooper.
Usually, whenever somebody comes on the scene, she asks me, so is that New Republic or Empire? But hey, you know what? She's learning little by little.
No one trusts a man dressed in Empire clothes.
And it took me a long time for everyone to figure out. Like, I was like, why does everybody know that this chick is work for the Rebellion and stuff? And, she has tattoos that I, for some reason, everyone knows.
Yeah, like there's a little teardrop one. Yeah. Whenever they got close enough, it's the Rebellion tattoo right on her face.
I could never see that. I've never seen that. I've seen the ones on the arm, and I've seen, you know, that's about it. But
All right.
But anyways, you know, sometime in March 5th, March 13th, something like that. Whenever one-way flights are $28.
Okay.
That's when I'm going down there. And so, I'll start getting dates. And anybody's around, be fun time. I mean, you don't got to go. You could just go, you know, hang out, you know, see the sights and fly back. That's cool. Or, you know, go. We could all invade Aaron Huss and be like, what's up? We're all staying here now. Woo!
Hey, Aaron, I got that book review for you. I came kicking his kids
out of their beds and take. I'm sleeping here.
Cool. We'll have to check into that. Scheduling wise and whatnot.
They're actually going on like 75 vacations this year, Aaron.
I don't know.
What the fuck do these bitches talk about? Jesus Christ. I swear. Oh,
what do you mean?
This fucking, I swear. This goddamn fucking, this, it's got to end. This brunch thing has got to end, and it's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because Amy came home, she's like, man, Amber and Ryan, they're planning a lot of vacations. I'm like, who fucking cares?
Hey, wait, like, actually, this could be useful to me. Like, I only know of one vacation.
I know four of them, so yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, I've heard like four or five.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I just like, they talk about stuff like we know about it. And it's like, we don't know shit.
I actually don't know. I do know there's one vacation planned in sometime to Florida with
in the March.
Millers.
Yeah.
I don't even know what month it is, honestly. I'll be fucking frank with you. Like, right now it's like, we need to get Christmas presents figured out. Shut up about anything else.
Well, not for Amber. Amber's got. I know you guys have Hawaii, Europe, and Australia planned this year, so that's what I've been
told. No, not this year. No way. She mentioned Europe as a possibility.
No. She has the dates and everything locked up.
What?
Oh, shit. Hey, I don't think you were invited. That's the problem.
That could be. Well, that'd be all right.
Oh, shit. Is Amber back in the business?
She's going to Amsterdam all by herself. Amber's back in the business.
She's a working woman. She's back in the businesswoman deal.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All of a sudden, she's going to get all dressed up, and Ryan's like, why are you getting dressed up? Business.
I'll be in India for a week. I'll see you later. Like, Jesus Christ.
There's a big international incident. So, like, man, there's a bunch of people that were assassinated in India. That's so weird. Amber, did you hear about this?
And she's like, I was on the other side of India.
Yeah. I was North India? Ryan would be like, that makes sense. North India.
So anyways, let's talk about this other vacation. Yeah. Anyways, they don't get to talk.
I want to have a conversation with Amber about all the vacations we're going on.
It's just funny.
Yeah, you roll in there like Hannah rolled in on Dave and was like, so I hear you're planning on going to a bunch of trips with some people.
I don't even know enough. Like, there's been some stuff lost in translation. Like, exactly what is going on versus, you know, going to Florida to see Star Wars, you know.
But you guys speak the same language. What was lost in translation?
Meaning, what I should say is, like, I don't know enough details to go immediately.
She doesn't speak robot. I understand. That makes complete sense.
I can't say, like, what the fuck are you talking about going to Europe in whatever, because I don't have that level of detail.
It's April. I believe Europe is April. All right,
Europe in April.
Australia's March. No.
She's going in April in March.
Oh,
there you go. But Ryan, yeah, Amber's got too much time on her hands, man. I got nothing to do. Better, you know, make some trips up.
Yep, lots of trips. Good times.
Guess so.
Yeah. Right,
so, are we ready to talk about the real thing that happened this week? Is that
yes.
I was amazed by Watchmen. I don't know about you guys, but I actually think I finished a little when I watched Watchmen.
It was fucking so good, man.
It was good shit.
The writing of this last episode just it was top notch.
Yeah.
And the acting just put it over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan, man.
Way behind. I'll get there.
I'll paraphrase. I'm paraphrasing. I can't remember the exact quote, but like my favorite line for this entire season encapsulates what I think of what they're trying to say with the season is when old man McGee at the end was like, our wounds can't heal underneath masks. They need air to breathe or something like that. And that was just like, yeah. Oh,
that's fucking good, right?
I didn't. Ryan's taking off his headset like I'm ruining something. I'm not ruining anything.
Right.
Started to sound too much like spoilers.
It wasn't a spoiler. It was simply a good line, and it's about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it again now so you can listen. Haha, he thinks I'm saying it, but I'm not.
We're just talking.
I'm going to say it later when we're done with
him and his trips.
Watchmen. Yeah.
Right.
No. More spoilers.
It was really good. And the whole I was happy with this show.
I was happy. I was happy that the first line and the last line fit together so perfectly. And I mean, that would make perfect sense for you know a Dr. Manhattan thing where it's like time is all I see all time all at the same time. That it would make perfect sense.
And the I listened to before I watched the episode, actually before it aired, I listened to the creative director. He had like a 45-minute interview, and he was talking about how much he loves movies like Inception, where you get to make your own rules for the ending. You get to decide what happens. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, I know what's going to happen now. Shit. I mean, I didn't see the whole thing until the end scene where I'm like, oh, fuck. But I know how they're going to end it. It's going to be genius just watching it. And then he took a few more beats. But, man, it was really good. Ryan, you should watch that shit. It's good stuff.
I will watch it. I will.
No, I'm sorry. It's been a week. Yeah, after a week, spoilers are over. Wait,
over,
has it been
yeah.
a week? It's only been like 3 days, hasn't it?
But, yeah.
But there's a big chance that this is it. It was one and done.
No. Yeah. It's already been renewed, hasn't it?
No.
Nah, it was so, pretty sure it's already renewed.
According to Damon Lindelof and HBO, they have the actors under contract.
Right.
But he is like, I don't think we're gonna it hasn't inspired me yet to do season two yet.
So they lied. Here's what the creative director basically said. And to a point, you're right. He said, I want, if I make this show, I want it to be over. I don't want it to be Game of Thrones where it goes on for more episodes, more seasons than it needs to. So I want a bookend on each part. So he said, this is my story. This is how I'm telling it. Because you got to remember, this is the guy, he turned it down 5-6 times because he didn't want to have to tell Watchmen. Watchmen is, it won awards. It's this great literary piece that nobody wants to go back and tackle. So how do you redo it? And he said, I'm going to find a way, and that's going to be my season. But I also like shit like Fargo, where it's a new story in the same universe. So the characters can be around, or it could be it could be completely different within the same universe. I'm pretty sure that's the direction they're going to go. They might even be different writers, different creative directors or whatever, but they're just going to be like, it's going to be like Fargo, with the TV show, which I never watched, but what I heard was very similar to the Witch show. What was the Witch show?
Like
American Horror Story?
American Horror Story. Where
okay, that one.
It's in the same universe, you eventually find out. And... Yeah. They use the same cast, but different characters. Here you could just do different cast, different characters within the same universe. And that's a universe I'm intrigued in. I'll watch more of that shit. So you're right. Yeah. It might be the end, but I'm pretty sure after... I mean, it's going to win so many awards and shit that it's just... Yeah. There's no way they can turn it down.
Right.
Well, I mean, they left plenty of even plot hooks... character story hooks throughout this entire season that you could easily pick something up
and do stuff.
Fucking passing comments. Yeah. Like, hey, the Russians are doing some shit. And you're like,
oh yeah, the intrinsic generator.
Right. Yeah, that would be interesting to see. I'd like to do anything,
I still want to know where Lube Man is.
Yeah.
That's right, I forgot about him. And the guy, the way that they brought Adrian's story, his little sub story into the main plot, I thought was really fun. It was really good too. I was like, I really like what's happening here. And just watching that guy have fun with his character makes me laugh.
Yeah, just fucking
just eat up all the scenery. Nom 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 nom.
So like,
what's that? What's that actor's name? I can never remember his name.
Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, Jeremy Irons of Dungeons and Dragons fame.
Like, the guy can go from being like, yeah, whatever, Dungeons and Dragons, to this, to the Batman v Superman as Alfred, you know.
Yeah.
He can do...
That's right.
Yeah.
Right?
He can do everything.
God, I forgot about that.
That's, I mean, his character is such an asshole. He's like, was I a worthy adversary? No. But it'll be over soon.
I only made you up to keep myself sane.
Yeah, no, you weren't, but you know, you put on a good show.
Right. But, how you just said about, Christopher Nolan and Inception and stuff like that, a trailer for his next movie called Tenet came out.
David Tennant?
Today.
It's about David Tennant?
Well, it's Tenet, which I guess is some definition of some word like T-E-N-E-T. I put up a thing, and it appears that he is doing something with time now, where there's like pieces of time that go forward or go back, and people have abilities to go forward in time. Yeah, a tenet is a principle or belief, especially one of the main principles of a religion or philosophy, like the tenets of classical liberalism.
Sure.
So, it looks weird where it's like, in the trailer, like they'll come across a scene and be like, what happened here? And then they go like, well, it hasn't happened yet. And then the scene plays out while some characters are moving forward in time, while some characters are moving backwards in time. But it's one of those things where it's like, it's Christopher Nolan, so it's all done practically, while practical effects are going on around it, and you're just like... And everyone's basic big comment is like, I'm confused, but I'm in. It's like, I just don't know what it is. It's so weird. It's like when you see The Matrix, no one can tell you about it.
Yeah.
You have to just see it.
Yeah, I don't think Inception gets enough love for that, because everyone was like, well, I was confused by Inception. I didn't know what was going on. It was too complicated. Like, nah, I just thought it was really good, and even if you didn't know what layer and shit they were on, it's fine. Right. It's just watch it as a show and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks really, really interesting, and of course, it's going to have characters dressed in suits, looking cool. He's probably got to get a team together of some sort and do some time heist. That would be great. A time heist versus a dream heist. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I like time heist.
But, yeah. And once again, like, he's shooting in, like, 7 countries around the world because he loves doing that. And shooting on with the big giant IMAX cameras. So he's like, I want everything to be super widescreen and super huge and the biggest audio and stuff like that, since that's his big thing. Which is really... So I'm super intrigued by it.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I will watch that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like we're trying to prevent World War III, and it's all like, oh, nuclear armament. It's like, no.
something else.
Something else. And you're just like, what the fuck is something else? I don't know.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny. He's like, I have one word for you. Tenant. It'll open doors. Some are good, some are bad. I'm just like, oh god, that looks up.
Yeah.
Speaking of movie trailers, Top Gun came out this week.
Oh, yeah.
I have not watched it. Is it amazing? Is there, if there's not volleyball, I'm very upset.
There's volleyball.
There is volleyball.
There better fucking be volleyball.
It's trying to hit every single note.
It's like a remake. That's what I could keep seeing in my head. It's like, is it just a remake? You know, there are so many scenes that are just taken from the original. I'm just like, oh, okay.
But yeah, I guess it's got whatever Goose's kid, and he's pissed at Maverick.
Oh no. Why?
Yeah.
Just cause.
Well, yeah, he's like, I guess you could blame
him. I'm so honored that you're having me here to, you know, be an instructor, and the guy turns into, yeah, it's orders. We call that orders.
Right, yeah. I'm trying to go like, okay, how old do you think he was back in the original one? Like, because to be a naval pilot, don't you have to have gone to college and stuff like that, probably?
Pilot, yes.
Okay, so that's 4 years. So 22, he gets in there. He does not look 22. So he's probably a few years older. So let's say he's 25. This movie's coming out in 2020. Like, when do they ask you to retire at a certain age in the military?
If you stop advancing, like if you can't get promoted, yes. But
okay.
I mean, you can retire whenever you want. That's why some generals are like 70.
Okay, because like he's still piloting planes, and he's like
that. I don't think you do anymore. 60
something, right? I know. It's like
I think you age out of actually being a.
Well,
pilot.
He looks. He still looks pretty young.
Yes, he looks
good. So, like his character may be like 10 years older or something.
You would
know
look
what I mean?
Young too if you just extract the thetans from your fucking body.
Yeah, well, I know. I just don't. I can't afford it. Apparently, it's if you in order to become his level.
Well, I mean, expensive. I think the very first teaser trailer talked about you should be admiral by now and stuff like that.
Right.
There was something about there were a couple throwaway lines.
I don't know how I feel about this.
He is still flying around in his plane. Maybe he like thinks that in the Air Force they just give you a plane after a while, or maybe and then maybe they're like, you know, this is your plane, Maverick, take it. You'll do what you want.
You've earned it. Yeah.
I was inverted.
Right.
Give him what the does bird. That mean? Well, you know, when it means you know you kind of come over. On the top
like he was going this way. We went this way.
Oh, he's still riding motorcycles. Oh, he's still going to Top Gun. Yep. Oh god, this is just like, hey, do you remember Top Gun?
Right.
Did they ever make a Top Gun 2, or is that just a video game?
That was just a video game. But like, if they do some of the stuff where it's like the younger guys are like, dude, we have like. 40 years of technology that helps us do everything better. And he's like, no, sometimes you just gotta fly, gotta turn off all your comms and do it flying by the seat of your pants and stuff like that.
And then he hears the voice of Joffy in his head. Wait, you can't hear the voice of Joffy, that's Iron Eagle, isn't it?
Right.
Joffy! Well,
I think there's a scene in there that he hears the flyby too, so.
But yeah, because I'm interested, like, it's...
I mean, I'll see it, but I'm not jonesing for it, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah. Not jonesing.
No.
Yeah, I feel like the mystique of Top Gun, if it ever existed, has dissipated. You know?
Has.
Like, I actually thought it was a joke at first when you were talking about it.
Nope.
But then I saw the video and it was, like, a real, like, serious movie. But
well, yeah. I don't know if it's serious, but it is a movie.
Yeah, it is a movie. But speaking of things that got announced that I don't... Well, it'll probably play, but hasn't been a thing in a decade, is Jackass 4. They are making one of those.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
Those guys are old as balls.
I hope that's what they call it, Jackass 4, old as balls.
Yeah, March 2021. Yeah, that hasn't been a thing since 2010.
Huh. I'm more excited about that than Top Gun, but like only a little. But because I kind of have nostalgia, like a different nostalgic feeling. Like, I feel like Top Gun was a movie my parents liked, and I remember, and I liked too.
I actually liked Iron Eagle more than Top Gun. I'm just going to be that guy.
Fair enough.
I'm going to be like, Iron Eagle is my shit.
I could see that. I loved Iron Eagle.
Yeah, it's the only time in history that music has made people go faster without using more fuel. It's amazing.
And Ryan now has a special place for Iron Eagle because Johnny has a place for Iron Eagle in his heart from Cobra Kai.
That's true.
That's true. Actually, that does.
I forgot all about that. That's awesome.
He's just drinking beer, watching Iron Eagle every night.
I forgot Chappy! About that. good times. I just remember that's one show that I would like. It was on TV, and like my
Channel 9, baby.
Stepdad and me would both watch. You know, there wasn't many of those. He liked to watch westerns and stuff, and I'd be like, I don't watch that. Hello.
But, why, hello. All but, right. Well, we are in a winter Steam sale. How many things did you get?
We did just, I've been waiting for this for a day, actually, or for a while. I've been waiting for about a week. I've been like, I kept Googling, when the fuck is winter Steam sale? And they're like, well, probably on the 19th, because that's about when it happens every year. And lo and behold, the 19th it hit today.
Right. Yeah.
I have did you get that
Mac message? I sent you a message with another free game that's on sale for $0.
I did see that, and it is actually one that I've looked at before and I passed on. But maybe I'll look at it again.
It costs $0.
I know it costs my time.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on
that.
It's
more
too much.
Expensive than
too much,
as you know.
So yeah, I probably won't even install it.
I got 42 things. I'm gonna get two at least for sure, and I'm not sure about anything else.
Which one did you get?
Yeah, I got like 20 something things. Yeah.
I think all four things that are on my list are on sale.
Doesn't surprise me. I'm going to get the two expansions to the game I've been playing now, which I think will be fun. And I'll start a career mode and see how it goes.
I got like 50 things on sale.
You know what went on sale? And it's a game that I've been watching for a while, and it seems kind of fun. It's only 15%, which I don't care for. It's called Crossroads Inn. And basically, you run a tavern in the middle of a kingdom that is on the border of two other kingdoms. So you're kind of like in the crossroads of three kingdoms at war with each other. So you're almost like a middleman. So instead of being like a hero or a ruler, you're just running this inn. That's like in the crossroads of these three kingdoms that are at war with each other. It just seemed like a fun like way of being in that world, you know. So, but that's only 15% off, so I probably won't get that yet.
Crossroads Inn.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dead Cells. I think I might get.
Okay.
Like kind of.
Kind of game is that? So,
it is a roguelike, you know. So play through, get differing abilities. As you die, you go back, you take your money, you buy new upgrades, differing. But from what it looks like, from what everyone says in reviews and stuff like that, is like the combat is like just like really quick and fast paced. So when you die and stuff like that, you don't feel bad about dying.
Okay.
You feel like, okay, cool, I can just get back into it, get my new abilities, get my new randomly generated weapons, and go on into the next, you know, next little run. So that.
What was that called again?
Dead Cells.
Oh yeah, I recognize that. I feel like I. Yeah. Did you have that on your list before or something? Or
yeah, yeah, I've had it on my list for a little while. Because before it's always been like $30. So.
Yeah, that's the. Those are the ones I wait for like 75% off. Because there is one that's on my list I don't think I'll ever get, but it's kind of like. It's called Phantom Doctrine. It's a game that I thought Ryan would like, actually, because of his ninja assassin game that he loved to play. And it's kind of like that, where I think it's turn-based, and you get your dudes, but stealth is prioritized and stuff like that. But I'll probably never get it, even though it's on my list.
Phantom Doctrine.
There's so many that I know I probably might not play very much, but are really cheap.
Yes, that's the problem. Is there's a lot that are like really cheap. I mean, I actually am really thinking about, because I have put them on there a long time ago, I might just go play Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2 again. Because I really like those games, and I don't care if the graphics are the graphics are what the graphics are. I'm down with it.
True.
Yeah, I mean, those are probably pretty cheap, right? Probably like $5.
Yeah. The first one is 99 cents.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I never really played those. You never played the new one? That one looked interesting. If you want, like, it's much better graphics, obviously.
Right, and that one was like the MMO one, but an MMO one with like a harder story.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about the one that came out a few weeks ago.
Oh, no, I haven't played that yet.
What's it called? Right.
Fallen Order.
Fallen Order, yeah.
I'll probably wait for it to come down in price before I jump on it.
Yeah, it would look fun from gameplay perspective. And just because you get to use force powers and shit and do stuff, that's cool.
Right.
Okay. I mean, like I said, it's weird. I've never anticipated a Steam sale before, but I've been waiting for this one.
Yes, absolutely. I am. Yeah, there's definitely, like, and I should probably look at bundles, because, you know, if there's like two things I want, I'll be like, ugh, it's in a bundle, save $8 million off of all of the games, and you're like, oh, cool.
I think that's how I got all the Star Wars games, was I bought a humble bundle.
Yeah, like, I should buy Republic Commando, because that game was really fun. That was like 2005.
I mean, I don't know if it was really good, but nostalgia-wise, man, I had a lot of fun with TIE Fighter. That fucking game ruled.
Oh, God, yes.
I played that game so much.
You know what reminded me? I was thinking about it today randomly. That you were talking about Age of Empires 2 and how the Odd One was playing that.
Yeah.
I love that game. I immediately, like, I think someone played a sound effect. They were telling a joke. And it wasn't from the game, even. It was just a sound effect. It was, you know, like a horn or something. And it made me think, like, of the no. Like, I was like, the fuck, those guys are fucking sweet. I love those guys. Elephants, and then, like, converting them with priests was the shit.
Well, that's why I was enjoying watching them, because just hearing, like, the trebuchet shots. That's the sound that you remember. Yeah. You're like, oh, fuck. I remember that. It's like when you're watching The Mandalorian, and his ship, for some reason, makes the exact same sound as the Millennium Falcon. Beep, droop, droop, droop. You're like, yeah, that's what I... Oh, yeah, give it all, yeah. Put it all in me, yeah.
That's the sound that is probably... But you're under attack in that game. I love that game. I played a shit ton.
Before that, he was playing fucking Warcraft, and job's done. Job's done. I just get job's done. I'm like, oh shit, job's done. I remember job's done.
Yeah, job's done.
Job's done.
Good job, man.
Hey, you know what game I see on sale that's on my list that I'd recommend to you guys? It's called Regular Human Basketball. Like, seriously, click it. It's funny. It's hilarious.
Regular Human Basketball?
For $1.99, I don't know if I could spend that much, man.
It's just regular
what
human.
What the fuck is this shit right here?
If you watch it, it's a bunch. They're pretending they're not robots. Like, we are just regular humans.
That's so stupid.
It's fucking cool. I might buy it.
Sporting unit. That guy's number is pi.
That was weird.
It's pretty funny.
It does look pretty good.
That's like a kind of a fun game. Like, you move inside of it with the goal of trying to make baskets.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should buy it just because it also seems like a game that you could play four times, and if you don't like it, be done with. You know,
play it once at $2, and you spend an hour on it. You're like, you know what? Worth it.
Yeah. Well, but there's also the games where you could play it for a short time and feel like it was fun. I like those too, because you could get the bite size. You know, like. A quick game of Regular Human Basketball, you know.
Oh my god, it's a party game. Multiplayer.
Regular
party
Human
game.
Basketball.
Oh, see, we should all get it.
Right.
I think I found it when I was on my hunt for multiplayer games, actually. There's a couple on my list. I should look again with that in mind. I saw a couple, but like almost all the ones I put on my list don't look that great anymore. It's sad.
Like, oh,
you know?
Yeah.
They don't look happens. They don't look great anymore.
Well, I was gonna send you guys an updated fucking lyric sheet to a Christmas song we could record, but I thought, you know what? You guys don't want to do that. I'll just fucking record it, and I'll record it four times, one each time pretending to be you guys, and then I'll mix it all together and I'll release it.
Chris Mad song here coming at you.
No, it's a normal Christmas song that I've changed the lyrics to be D&D-esque.
Oh. I'm excited to hear your new rendition of whatever.
Because I thought, you know what, this part needs like three part. We don't fucking care if we harmonize or not. And maybe we could do it during the podcast, or you could just do it and do an MP3 file and send it to me. I'm like, you guys don't want to do that shit. Let's be honest. I'm the only one who gives a fuck about this. So I will just record it four times. Once as me, once as Dave, maybe five times. I'll add Adam as well. And then I'll like mix them together in a way so that it sounds like it's us.
No, I just want to hear the Adam one.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, just like, okay, Adam, you're pretty good. I was like, can't. Gotta go. Study.
That'd be pretty sweet.
We got enough source content where I feel like with AI's help, you could like record it and then like do like a deep fake, but with audio and like auto select from the voices that, you know, that'd be cool.
Just think what we could get Ryan to say. Woo!
Yeah, basically anything. That's how it works.
Yeah, it would be nice to have one of those programs that I could like put in a search parameter and it finds it fairly quickly for me for an episode. Because sometimes I'm searching for stuff like, I want to find loud bouts of laughter, and then I can't because I don't want to sit there through it again.
You know what else would be cool is like if you did a thing where you like had to rap and it took slices of words. I think I've seen that before where they're clips of people like actually saying things but then mixed together to say funny shit. That'd be pretty cool. You're like, yep, like,
oh, you know, like,
you're like, I love dick, you know. like random things that were clipped together from
that. Here's would be easy to be like, I could say something that's never been said before. Watch, love Trump, Trump 101, Trump, Trump, my love Trump, 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 Ryan Trump.
That'd be sweet.
Bernie.
Yeah,
maybe I'm gonna do that. Maybe I'm gonna kick it some podcasts, cut it up into pieces, and make some sort of like fucking rave super song.
It's Trump, 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 Trump,
Trump, Trump. No,
Bernie.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you will, but let's be honest, you won't.
You know, here's the thing. I often don't do things.
I know.
But when I do them, they're weird things that you wouldn't expect that I would do. You know,
I would
mean?
Agree. That's why I put this around a 5% chance. I roll a d20, a 7 comes up, you do it. Let's give it a shot. Nope.
We'll see.
I always have the spare d20 right here, and I'm sorry. But
okay. Okay. Anything else? What else did you? I mean, we're all over the place. But anything else on the agenda that looks cool?
So, Chris, when are we going to go see Cats, baby?
So, have you guys seen Cats before?
No.
Have anyone went and saw a production
Fuck
of
no!
Cats?
The only thing I know about Cats is from, like, Mr. Mistopheles raped me.
Yes. From Team America.
Team America.
That's the only thing Amy knows about it, too. I've actually seen Cats, like, three times. When I was in California, I had a girlfriend who loved, like, theater shit, and she would make me go see Cats a few times. And what this movie looks like does not look like what the play was about. Mm-hmm. I think they just took, like, a new storyline, and they're like, and I think they kind of riffed off Team America, where Mr. Mistopheles is going to rape people. So, I don't know. Next week? When's it over?
I've seen the play. No thanks.
I don't know when it's open, but I just have I just have a list of... That movie cost $100 million to make.
Jesus
Christ.
First of all. It's because of all the actors, right, basically?
It's gotta be. And then some of the CG actors. And shit like that. Yeah. But some of the... it is sitting at a 19% Rotten Tomatoes. And, yeah, there are some great comments about this.
Well, people think it sucks, huh?
Ellie Thompson's like, bad. Cats is both a horror and an endurance test. I'm like, all right, that's pretty tame.
And I think it's people got paid, because I don't think those actors would want to do this. I think they just wanted a payday.
There are people in there that aren't even actors.
Yeah.
Right, like New York Times says, it's amazing to see what Adult Swim can accomplish with $100 million budget. Because it just doesn't make sense. And people are like, one of the weirdest and most garish monstrosities to be birthed out of the Hollywood studio system this century. And you're like, wow, that was not bad.
Oh, man.
But yeah, they're just like, they just put them in costumes, make it more real by making them wear costumes, except making them CG faces on the characters.
Is that what they did? They made CG faces.
Well, they put them in costumes. Yeah. But then they CG'd like parts of their faces to make it look like there was no seams and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's kind of neat from a technology perspective, not from I care about the movie. The only thing I know about it is like when you turn on my Amazon Fire TV or whatever, it sometimes shows cats in the advertising. Literally, I've seen a picture of cats like standing somewhere.
But
Leo actually wants to see it. Oh.
Poor kid.
Yeah. So, what I did find is Jason Derulo, which is, you know, like an R&B kind of singer, right, is in there, and he plays, I don't know, Rum Tum Tugger, right? So, he was in the CG, or is in the costume and stuff like that, and it's all skin tight, and they do all this stuff. And they went through and CG'd the size of his penis down, and he's all like, yeah. He was on, like, some, Andy Cohen Live on Sirius XM Radio, and he's like, man, yeah, they basically CG'd my dick out. It's kind of weird, but, you know, yeah. So, basically, it's just, like, it's just weird to, you know where your anatomy is, and then somebody CG'd it, so it's not there anymore, and you're like, I was just like, that's really funny, dude.
That is funny. It's weird, too. Just strange. Like, that seems like a waste of resources.
Right.
Like,
depends how much it costs, I guess.
Right. Yeah, come on, man. Remember when it cost like a bunch of money to CG fucking Superman's mustache?
Is that mustache cost? Then that's a lot.
Makes me sad.
Right. I like when it costs that much money, and then a random guy on the internet was all like, $300. Looks pretty good, huh?
As you were talking here, I just quickly looked up one site's worst review movies of 2019. Did anybody ever hear of Skrull? What the fuck is Skrull? It is the worst according to this, it's the worst reviewed movie. Did we didn't see Shaft, did we? Did that come out this year?
No, we didn't see that. That's like the sequel Shaft to the Shaft that came out in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, that got a really bad review. Men in Black International got really bad review. Like a 4. Rambo got a 4.5, which I disagree with. I thought Rambo had some fun parts, and it was not necessarily good, but it was, Cats got a 4.5. That's why I'm bringing this up. It got Cats and Rambo, it put on the same footing, and I don't know if that's true.
I liked Rambo, kind of.
Rambo has some good parts.
I just like, I like Rambo, kinda.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was, I have a hard time saying it was like an amazing movie, but I did like it, lots of it. Like the skeevy girl who was like traded her in was like a good actress, you know? Mm-hmm. She made me feel
Skrull like was a horror movie from 2015?
No, it's the worst reviewed movies of 2019. Maybe they redid it.
Maybe like they redid the rankings.
Including Glass got a really bad too for some reason. God, Glass got a terrible review. Let's look at Skrull. Skrull is a school project which had the good fortune of having the star of the current run of Star Wars films featured in the supporting role before she became famous.
Yeah,
Daisy Ridley. Ridley.
Okay, Ridley. Yeah, the film played at a few small festivals in 2015, but it's never been officially released until now.
That's why. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So it basically was a shitty school project that had a star from Star Wars.
That's awesome.
And I don't even remember Doom Annihilation. What the fuck?
That ain't The Rock.
Yeah, no.
That didn't come out this year, did it?
Doom Annihilation?
I wonder if some of these are so bad they like just decided to advertise them and, like, they, like, officially release them, but like so didn't even attempt to like make money on them.
Yeah.
That happens a lot, yeah. Actually.
Direct to video. Doom Annihilation released direct to video October 1st, 2019.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Dude, it's unoriginality. Of course it's unoriginal. It's based on something. You can't be original if it's based on something else.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
3.5 out of 10, 3 out of 10, 1.6 out of 5.
Yeah, I just thought, because you were mentioning Cats, and the Cats was on that list.
I kind of want to watch
New Doom. At the end of the year, it's always fun to go and see, like, go back and find, and which we should definitely do before the end of the year. We do that sometimes, right?
When are we days? We did it last Thursdays. Year.
Yeah, we got one more Thursday. Ah, fuck, we got to do it either next week or the week after. It's probably not going to be next week, because Ryan will never have time for that. So January 2nd will be where we go through and we pick out our favorite. We should probably do some research beforehand. Your favorite, like, five. Your top five movies of the year.
That you I saw. Am totally down with that.
That's always fun to do. And most of the time we saw the same movies, but not always.
That's true. Right. I didn't go to as many movies this year.
Yeah, but I also saw a lot on TV and stuff. And I guess we could include shows or something, maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I got
different categories.
I still got to fucking finish up this song. Fuck. Okay.
I got to finish up this song, baby.
Anything else, or what do we got left before we?
I think I'm pretty.
I'm tapped.
Right. Yeah, and I'm going to be all day tomorrow. I'm going to be like, whatever. I don't care.
It is going to be tropical tomorrow. I'm running outside tomorrow, and I'm going to think about fucking shit all day long about Star Wars. It's going to be great. I'll make theories. Fan theories instead of DRs.
The fan theories?
Yeah.
All right, man. Because I got fun. I got fan theories.
Cool. For days.
Clones.
Nothing lots of clones.
Yours is going to be
something awesome. No more clones.
What if they woke up and were like, what if it all, boom, hear me out. This is going to blow your fucking mind, right?
I hear you.
What if all of a sudden it's like, you know, when after the Wampa totally like messes up Luke in Empire and he's in the back to tank and he's like, ugh. That is him dreaming everything that happened. He goes like, ugh! And it's just him fucking waking up from the back to tank. I had a terrible dream.
Okay. You could also. I'm gonna go back a little further and say, right when Anakin decides he's about to fight Obi-Wan, that's and he has a flashing moment. He has an inner thought, and this is the tunnel, the world that has gone on. Then he comes back and he's like, no, and he puts down his lightsaber and he turns to the light side. So none of our universe has existed.
Oh shit. Oh,
speaking of which, did you guys see the cool thing on fucking, I think it was Reddit, where it just makes me happy when people notice this shit. It's not intentional.
Obi-Wan taught you well.
Obi-Wan has taught you well. And then because Luke is up on the platform in Return of
the He's got the higher ground.
He's got the higher ground. Because I just watched the fight scene, which I still think is one of the best fight scenes, between Obi-Wan and Anakin.
So good.
On 3. And that's when I have the higher ground! It's and over. Then he gets his head, it's his arm. Yeah. And then they show basically the scene from Jedi, where he's fighting Luke, and Luke's up on top, and he's up on top of him, and he says, Obi-Wan has taught you well, because he's got the higher ground. Oh, it just made me happy. When they bring the universes together, even if it's unintentional, they bring those two together.
And because after that, someone made the one at the beginning of A New Hope, where he's holding the captain of the ship up, and he's like, speak, I have, he's like, higher ground, and he goes like, ah! God damn it! Obi-Wan telling everybody this! He can't keep his goddamn mouth shut!
His Achilles heel! Higher ground. Okay, so that'll be do it for us. Ryan, Dave, where can people get in touch with us?
Shit, where's Adam? Fuck. I never listened to this part.
Everybody email Adam if you want to get a hold of us. Give Adam his call. Here's his personal phone number.
What is it? Happy to Brahms, tell
you.
Brahms.
You know what? If you're out there.
Adam will tell you how to get in touch with
us. If you're out there,
just go to our last podcast.
Yeah,
and
you know the
there.
Drill. If you're out there, you probably listened. You know the drill. Get in touch with us. Tell us what you think of Star Wars. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. The last thing I want to say is that scars cannot heal behind masks. They need air to breathe. All right, everyone, have a good week. Have a enjoy Star Wars. We'll talk to you later.
All right,
happy holidays.
Happy holidays.